Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of FedEx and Pigeon. And by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Michigan drivers are buckling up more than they have in years, according to new data from Michigan State University. Statewide study conducted in May and June of 2025 found that 93.2% of motorists use seatbelts, up from 92% the previous year and the highest rate since 2019. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says the improvement shows the impact of ongoing education and enforcement. Director Alicia Sledge noted that seatbelts remain one of the most effective ways to protect both drivers and passengers. Among vehicle types, SUV occupants led in compliance with 95.5%, while pickup drivers trailed at 89.3%. Women also buckled up more often than men, 95.3% compared to 91.7%. Local usage rates varied across mid-Michigan, with Isabella County topping the list at 97.1%, followed by Genesee County at 96.6%, Shiawassee County 96.1%, and Tuscola County 95.9%. Several northern Thumb counties were not included in this result. Researchers say Michigan's seatbelt rate continues to stay above the national average of 91.2%, and since the state's preliminary seatbelt law took effect in 2000, more than 4,600 lives have been saved. And Bay City Police are asking for the public's help to find a missing woman who has been without contact since late November. Investigators say 59-year-old Deborah K. Smith, who is currently unhoused and known to frequent Bay City, Midland, and Saginaw, was last seen on November 27th at the Liberty Party store in Bay City. She was wearing a black zip-up sweatshirt featuring a light blue dream catcher on the back, blue jeans, and white tennis shoes. Smith is known to use a blue metallic walker. Police say she had planned to travel to Saginaw that day, but it's unclear if she ever arrived. She does not drive or own a cell phone. Anyone with information about Smith's whereabouts is urged to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL. When we come back after this Ozentoski sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
As we continue to endure this winter weather, it's always good to share a warm message from Tim Ozentoski, the KSIH Love Doctor.
Hello, this is Tim, your KSIH Love Doctor.
Hello, Doctor. My husband's been feeling more depressed than a chisel plow on a muddy day. Can you help?
My sweetheart, just bring him into Ozentoski Farm Equipment and let him look over our full line of Case IH tractors and tillage equipment. He'll be up, in love, and energized like a shiny red Case IH Farmall tractor on a sunny day.
Really? Think so?
Of course. It's why they call me the Case IH Love Doctor. And have him take two Case IH Farmall tractors for a spin and call me in the morning.
Get hitched with the help of the Case IH Love Doctor and get hooked up with a sweetheart deal on any new Case IH Magnum, Steiger, or Farmall tractor at Ozentoski Farm Equipment of FedEx. But you better hurry in to see the Love Doctor. Valentine's Day is February 14th.
Oh, yeah.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan students will soon have to keep their cell phones out of classrooms under new bipartisan legislation signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The measures, Senate Bill 495 and House Bill 4141, require each district to create policies limiting phone use during class except for emergencies or academic purposes. Whitmer said the change will help students focus and reduce screen-related issues like anxiety and poor attention. Lawmakers from both parties, including Representative Mark Teitzel and Senator Dana Polhanke, supported the effort, citing classroom distractions and student mental health concerns. Districts will have flexibility in designing their own rules with input from teachers, parents, and community members. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news, and our obituaries.
This Valentine's Day, give a meaningful gift by choosing trusted care for someone you love. When health and well-being matter most, peace of mind comes from knowing your loved one is supported, respected, and truly cared for. I'm Melissa, Admissions Director at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we provide both short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care in a welcoming, supportive environment. Our residents have access to on-site physical, occupational, and speech therapy, along with personalized care plans designed to support recovery, daily living, and overall well-being. Our experienced and compassionate staff focuses on comfort, safety, and dignity, helping residents feel supported while giving families confidence and peace of mind in their care decisions. If you're exploring care options for a loved one, we're here to guide you in every step of the way. Visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. From all of us at Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we wish you a happy Valentine's Day filled with love.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and moving on to our national news, breakthrough in carbon capture tech. Scientists have unveiled a new device capable of capturing carbon dioxide directly from industrial exhaust and converting it into useful chemicals in a single step. Unlike previous technologies, this device does not require the CO2 to be purified first, making it significantly cheaper to operate. The prototype is being tested at a pilot plant in Texas. If scalable, the technology could allow manufacturers to turn their emissions into a secondary revenue stream by producing materials like formic acid for the use in fuel cells. And in our international news, Hong Kong activist's father convicted. In the first case of its kind under Hong Kong's new domestic national security law, Article 23, the father of a U.S.-based activist was convicted today. He was accused of attempting to handle his daughter's financial assets, which authorities had frozen. The 69-year-old defendant pleaded not guilty, but the court ruled he was aware of his daughter's status as an absconder. The case is being closely monitored by international legal observers as a test of the reach of the new security legislation. And we have two obituaries to report for this hour. Marlene S. Gentner, 82, of Ruth, passed away on Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, at her home. Marlene was born on September 16th, 1943, in Paris Township. She is survived by her husband, her children, 10 grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marlene will be Friday, February 13th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church of the St. Isidore Parish. Burial will take place at the latter date of St. Mary's Church Cemetery. Visitation for Marlene will be Thursday from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Friday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of services at 11 a.m. A rosary service by the Rosary Sodality will take place Thursday at 4 p.m. at the funeral home, and a time for sharing will take place at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memories can be shared online at ramseyfh.com. And Marion Catherine Woodwaska, 84 of Ruth, entered into eternal life on Sunday, February 8, 2026. Marion was born on September 3, 1941. Marion is survived by her daughters. Massive Christian burial will be held at Sacred Heart Catholic Church of the St. Hubert Parish of Bad Axe at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday, February 14, 2026. Burial will take place at a later date at St. Mary's Church Cemetery in Parisville, next to her husband. Visitation for Marion will be on Friday, February 13th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Saturday will be at the church beginning at 10:30 a.m. until a time of services at 11:30 a.m. A parish vigil service will take place Friday at 6 p.m. at the funeral home, and a rosary sodality will offer a rosary service at 4 p.m. on Friday at the funeral home. The family would like to thank Julia Blum for providing compassionate care to Marion over the last year and the medical team hospice for their services over the last month. Memories can be shared online at RamseyFH.com. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Fat Axe and Pigeon, and by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.